All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling something, well, let's face it, it's kind of all around us these days. We're talking about mental health in our increasingly digital world.
Yeah. No escaping that, is there?
Nope. Not really. But hey, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe by diving in, we can actually figure out how to make tech work for us, you know, for our mental well-being.
Absolutely. It's all about awareness, isn't it? And that's what we're here for today.
Exactly. So to guide us, we've got some fascinating excerpts from Mental Health in the Digital Age, Finding Balance in a Hyper-Connected World.
Catchy title.
Right. Gets you thinking already. And that's our mission today, to uncover those little aha moments, those insights about how tech impacts our minds, both the good and the maybe not so good.
The double-edged sword, you might say.
Exactly. So maybe we can kick things off with that very idea. I mean, tech is amazing, right? Connects us, informs us, but it can also feel like it's messing with our heads sometimes.
It's true. And the book really emphasizes that duality. You know, how technology can offer incredible tools for connection and support. Like, think about online support groups or even just staying in touch with loved ones who are far away.
Right, right. I mean, during the pandemic, I don't know what I would have done without video calls.
Exactly. But on the flip side, it also presents challenges that are, well, pretty unique to the digital age. The book actually dives into this study that found a link between increased social media use and, well, you guessed it, higher rates of depression and anxiety, particularly in young adults.
I've seen that. Like, I know I've fallen into that trap of comparing myself to those perfect lives people portray online.
Oh, the highlight reel syndrome. It's tough. It creates this pressure to constantly present this idealized version of ourselves, which, let's be honest, no one can actually live up to.
Totally. And it's not just the comparison game. It's also the constant stimulation.
Wow.
I mean, we're bombarded with information, notifications, pings, and it's like we're always on, you know.
The always on culture. It's a real thing. And it's kind of hijacking our brains, to be honest. You see, each notification, each share, it triggers a little dopamine hit in our brains, and that keeps us hooked. We crave that next hit, that next little buzz of validation.
Like a digital slot machine, almost.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so hard to disconnect. It's why we find ourselves mindlessly scrolling, even when we know we should be sleeping or working or, you know, actually interacting with the people around us.
Ouch. Yeah, I feel that. But hey, is there any hope? Does the book offer, like, any solutions to this digital dilemma?
Oh, absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom. In fact, one of the key strategies the authors emphasize is what they call conscious consumption.
Conscious consumption. I like the sound of that.
It's all about being mindful of what you're taking in online, thinking about the content you consume, the accounts you follow, and the time you spend on certain apps. It's like creating a healthy meal plan, but for your digital diet.
So being selective, like choosing quality over quantity.
Exactly. Limiting your exposure to content that makes you feel anxious or inadequate. Being intentional about curating your online experience to be more positive and supportive.
So instead of like doom scrolling through negativity, we can actually use tech to connect with support systems and find resources that can actually help us.
Yes. That's a fantastic point. And the book highlights this really fascinating trend, which is the rise of mental health apps, online support groups, and telehealth services.
Wow. So tech is actually being harnessed for good, for mental health support. That's encouraging.
It is. And it's really revolutionizing the way we access care. Think about it. You can access therapy from the comfort of your own home, on your own schedule.
No more waiting lists or the awkwardness of walking into a therapist's office for the first time.
Precisely. And that can be a game changer for people who face stigma seeking traditional therapy or those who live in areas where mental health services are limited. It makes mental health care so much more accessible and convenient.
That's incredible. So it seems like the key takeaway here is that technology itself isn't the problem. It's how we use it. It's about recognizing both the potential pitfalls and the incredible opportunities it offers.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, I'd like to leave you with a thought, a question, really. How can you leverage technology to create a healthier relationship with yourself and the digital world? What small steps can you take to make tech work for your mental well-being rather than against it?
That's a great question. Definitely something for all of us to ponder. Well, folks, that's our deep dive for today. We hope you found it insightful, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit inspiring. And remember, you're not alone in navigating this digital world. We're all figuring it out together.
That's right. We're all in this together. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.